The day the game stopped, the day one player was bigger than the NFL. We've been taught, and our brain has trained us over the last however long you've been watching the game. The injuries are a part of it. And I'm sure you've heard two or three different versions of this, but I wanted to give my take on last night's injury to DeMar Hamlin at the Bengals game. And we've been taught to just move on, next man up, the show must go on, the game stops for no individual one person. Well, last night it did. And I got to say, hats off to the Bengals and the Bills for seeing that happen. I don't know what the NFL was going to do. I don't know if they were going to make them play that game after the injury. I don't know. But if the powers that be between the coaching staffs for Cincinnati and Buffalo said, no, we're not playing this game, good for them. If the players and said, we're not going back out there, good for them. If the NFL said, yeah, we're not going to make you play, the show does not go on. The game, for this particular moment in time, is not bigger than one man. One man is not bigger than the game. Because for one moment, for one night, for one game, one man was and still remains bigger than the game. And this is one thing that I want to say is, we get so wrapped up with fantasy football and stats and guys underperforming or, you know, not doing what they're making millions to do. And this is one thing that I've said many times on many episodes of this show is that I don't call players trash. I don't call people garbage. I don't call people that. You're not going to hear me say, well, that guy's trash. Because trash ends up in a dump facility somewhere. And everybody's better than that. You're never going to hear me say trash. I might call trash trash, because like an empty pop bottle's trash. But that's what the equivalent to when you call people trash or garbage is. You're referring to them as an empty piece of waste that can be discarded. And people, I'm going to tell you right now, all life is precious. All life, whether it's a newborn baby taking its first breath in this world, or a 103-year-old man taking his last breath in this world, all life is precious. And the older I get, the more I appreciate that statement. Because when I was younger, it didn't really matter, and it really didn't sink in that much to me. But last night, after DeMar Hamlin made the tackle on T. Higgins, got up and just collapsed right back down onto the ground, at that particular moment in time, all life is precious. The game meant nothing. And it's just like anything else. You go to commercial break, you come back from commercial break, and, you know, players are still down. We see that all the time. But it didn't take long for us to realize this was a little bit different. Because you see players, and we couldn't see down on the field. The team was making the team was guarding what was going on, and good for them. But we knew by the look on people's faces. Okay, this wasn't just a torn ACL or somebody went down with a concussion-like syndrome. This was serious, because the young man got up and just fell straight back. I'm like, well, that's not good. And he didn't get back up. Ever. He hasn't got up yet. The game stopped. All of a sudden, NFC or our fantasy championships didn't matter. To me now, almost 24 hours later, they still don't matter to me. I'm not worried about it. I was in 5 championships yesterday, and I don't care, because it's bigger than the game. I've seen many, many injuries. Many injuries that vary from paralysis. I saw the Joe Theismann broken leg. I actually watched that game. I watched it in real time. Tim Crumry, years ago, Bengals lineman, broke his leg. Nasty. Saw that. Joe Theismann ended his career. Adam Talaferro is one I was talking about last evening with some guys. Defensive back for Penn State. Got hit. Paralyzed. Never played again. Barely walking these days. This was all different. This was all different because never had I seen, once I heard that they were doing CPR on a 24-year-old young man on the field, because he was unresponsive, nothing else mattered at that point. And now we just hope and pray. And I prayed for the young man last night. I never met the man. I had never heard of the man. Apparently he was a team captain at Pittsburgh in college. I never heard of him. I never heard his name until I saw him get beat on the opening series when Hayden Hurst beat him running down the seam. That's the first time I heard his name. But now everybody knows his name and will most likely never forget it. Life comes at you quick. Ryan Clark said this last night on ESPN's broadcast. He woke up yesterday morning, just like all of us did, really excited to watch the Bengals and the Bills, because that was going to be a showcase game not only for this week but for this season. And we all went into that with hopes of, if you're a Bengals fan or you're a Bills fan, or maybe you root for the AFC, you know, whatever the case may be, maybe you just have your favorite player. Maybe your favorite player is Josh Allen or Joe Burrow. Maybe your favorite player is Damar Hamlin. You just wanted to see those guys play. I had fantasy involved, so I was really wondering, you know, was I going to be able to hold off of playing for the Devy Championship? I was going against both quarterbacks. But I had both Bengals, big-name receivers. I was really invested in that. And then all of a sudden, I didn't care anymore. When I realized the severity of the situation, and you see players bawling their eyes out and in shock and disbelief, because what was happening on the field, what we didn't know, was the young man's heart stopped beating, and he was unresponsive for like 9 minutes. Now, I'm not a doctor, but the human body needs oxygen to the brain, and I think you get like 4 minutes before stuff real bad happens. So they had him on oxygen, keeping air flowing. They brought him back to life, the way it sounds. I don't know for a fact, on the field. It brings it all right back. It's a violent game, and we know that. But this, to me, seems like the hit wasn't violent. The tackle wasn't violent. it wasn't a lot of force meeting force. Like I said, he got up and then just went right back down. So to me, it's not a matter of the game, you know, being a rough game. It's a matter of, was it just the perfect way he landed? Was it just a complete fluke, one in a million ways he lands? Was there something else going on with the young man that we didn't know about? And, you know, it was inevitable, whether it was that hit or a hit, you know, two quarters later. All these questions, I don't know. The only thing that I know right now is this 24-year-old young man who's playing his dream, living out his dream in the NFL, is now fighting for his life at the University of Cincinnati. The game will go on. There's no doubt about it. I don't know how it goes on for this particular game. I don't know how this game is played. The NFL released a statement earlier that said it will not be played this week. We have one more NFL week before the playoffs start. I don't know how they get this game in. And I'm with Colin Cowherd. I watched a script from Colin today that said, just call this game a tie. Give them both a tie, and we move on. Now, that's just for the record. That's just for the league. I don't know how these players, you got to think, this was Monday night. Okay, you got to think, this was a day later. So this Buffalo team has to fly back to Buffalo, which I read that they did, and figure out how to turn the page and get ready for their Week 18 game. I'm not sure how you do that either. This is tragedy like we've never seen on a football field before. I've seen way bigger tragedies. I've dealt with way more tragedies in life. But from a football playing standpoint, this is something we've never seen. And boy, like Adam Schefter said last night on the ESPN broadcast, I hope we never see it again. I was stunned. I was speechless. I was just completely in awe. And I had never heard of the young man until last night's game. But the outpouring of support, the outpouring of prayer and just, you know, uplifting is inspiring to mankind. It does reaffirm your faith that there are, you know, it reaffirms your faith in mankind a little bit. You saw Bengals players and coaches going from their locker room to Buffalo's locker room just to help console or help, you know, just do whatever they needed to do in that moment. Be in that moment to offer support, kind words, just whatever that they could do at that moment. And I implore you all, if you're listening to this, to do the same thing. Pray to lift up this young man, and if it's God's will, that he recovers from this. You know, say a little prayer for him. I said a little prayer for him last night. I felt a little bad saying a prayer for him and then praying about my little puny issues that I pray about every night. Like, this kind of pales in comparison, you know, to what this young man and his family are going through right now. My little puny issues seemed a little bit, maybe not so important anymore. Life come at you fast, and, you know, these guys are playing a kid's game at a high level, and all he wanted to do was play this game, and now he's fighting for his life in UC Medical Center. You know, as of right now, all we know is this game will not be played this week, and there's no talk of any Week 18 changes. That's all we know going forward. That's all that I know going forward. I can't report on anything more than that because nothing else has been released. Life is precious, people. Take time to appreciate what you have, because it can be gone in a second. You might walk into the laundry room and something happened like that. Some freak weird hit, and it changes your life. You don't know. I don't know. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. And we'll see you next time on The Blitz.